This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so thrilled you're here. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It is my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories and wisdom. This thing called life can be challenging, and my guests share their amazing stories, wisdom, and life lessons that demonstrate anyone can choose happiness. You see, happiness is a journey, not a destination. I am Sandy Scarlatta, America's happiness coach, author of Happiness Solved. I'm a retired U.S. national and international figure skating coach. I've been a certified life coach since 2004, and I've been inspiring others to shift their mindset and choose happiness for over 20 years. If you have any questions you would like answered on this podcast, or just in general, please email me at sandy@sandyscarlatta.com. or visit www.sandyscarlatta.com to schedule a free call. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you enjoy it. Money mentor, financial coach, and bookkeeper Leah Ellis of Endeavor Financial Coaching is all in to help eliminate money stress in America's families and small businesses. Her money management classes for kids and teens help the next generation gain confidence in their money handling skills while learning how to plan for the future and avoid debt. Through Endeavor, she teaches fed-up Americans how to break the paycheck-to-paycheck cycle and reach their money goals. She also offers bookkeeping services to small businesses. No matter what your age or financial situation, she is ready to help you dispel money myths and slay money dragons. This is such an important episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Leah. How are you today?
We are doing great.
Yes, and Melody is joining us too. How are you doing, Melody?
Good.
Yay, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I love what you do, and I want to talk about that. But everybody has a story. So what is your story, and how did you get to where you are today?
Well, I started out in a financially unstable household as a child. And then my husband and I got married and were financially unstable. And there's so much stress that just deals with money, and you're overwhelmed and you lose sleep over it. And then we were really fortunate that got an education through a little bit of the hard school of hard knocks. And then it was so amazing. We were like, we have to shout this from the rooftops or start a business and teach it to everybody.
Nice. I love that. And I love that you have money management classes for kids and teens, because that is just so important. So what does that look like, these classes? Like,
well, I'm a mom. I have a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 7-month-old. And so I started teaching adults, and then all of the adults were telling me, why doesn't anybody teach this to kids? So I wrote a curriculum for teenagers. And then I realized, well, I'm already teaching it to my at the time 4-year-old. Why can't I teach it to other kids? So on the same platform where I was teaching teenagers, I started teaching 4, 5 to 10-year-olds. And she has actually come and been a student in my classes before. And she learns the same thing as the other kids. And then she has to practice it with mom too.
I have money. I have allowance. I have envelopes. I have to put, and every time I get allowance, at least one in every envelope, and I can put the extras. If I have extras, I can put them wherever I want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that, Melody. That's so amazing. And you're doing that and you're only 6 years old?
And I'm going to get my ears pierced tomorrow with my savings account.
Wow.
I mean spending. It's in spending. Yep. My spending account.
Your spending account.
Okay. And I'm going to use it all to get my ears pierced. All of it.
Yep. She's been saving to get her ears pierced. She said she wanted it, and she saved so that she can pay for half, and mom and dad are paying the other half.
Oh, my gosh. Leah, that is so incredible. So is that kind of what you teach with the kids, is you put money in envelopes? Like, walk us through that.
So for our really simple class, it's like it's a little worksheet, and I tell them, like, your allowance is your income, and we have to make our choices with what we want to do with our money. And then we have to make sure that our income minus our giving, minus our saving, minus our spending has to equal zero. So every dollar has a job and it's going somewhere. And then they say what their saving goal is, how long it's going to take them to reach that much money. And then they start saving or spending to get what they want. So she set a goal to get her ears pierced. And she had to put a little bit of money aside every payday for that goal. And it's going to be $50. And so she hit $25 on last Friday. She got her payday and she hit $25. So this weekend, she gets to go get her ears pierced.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. And you're right. These tools are not taught. And it's interesting, Leah, because I interviewed another guest a couple of days ago, and he has a nonprofit that teaches the same things to teenagers. And in addition to like life skills and everything. So it's interesting that this is coming up for me again this in the same week.
It was this like weird thing where the schools weren't teaching it and the parents weren't teaching it. And the schools were like, well, that's a life skill. Your parents need to teach it. And the parents were like, but we don't know. So the schools have to teach it because we can't. And then people like me and like the guy who owns the nonprofit who have the information, we have to figure out how do we disperse this information so that it can change lives. Because it absolutely will change your family tree to be confident with your money.
Yeah. So talk about the confidence with your money. Like, where does that come from and how do you build that confidence muscle so that you have that confidence with your money?
Baby steps. Nothing happens in 5 minutes. There's little victories that build up. But the first time you set a budget and you stick to it for a day, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't spend on that thing today. And then you do it for a week. And you're like, oh my gosh, I succeeded for a whole week. Confidence comes through a process of small victories. It's not like one day you take a class, the teacher says you're certified, and you never worry about it again. I wish it was. Could make so much easier, but it's not.
Yes, yes, for sure. But it's like any other skill that we're learning in life.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you don't learn to cook in 5 minutes. You don't learn how to have healthy portion sizes in 5 minutes. This is stuff that takes discipline and dedication. And money is another tool and another resource that we have to be educated on how to use.
So what do you tell teens? How different is teaching a teen how to manage their money than your daughter who's 6 years old?
So for my daughter, I'm really fortunate because my friend Judy Kane wrote a book and she talks about how your subconscious desires are built by the time you're 7. All of your subconscious beliefs are ingrained. So with my kids, it's really easy because they're less than 7. I'm building this in subconsciously so that this is just a behavior that's second nature to them when they reach being a teenager or an adult. When I'm teaching teenagers, they're similar to adults, already have some established subconscious beliefs about money. So our first class is talking about their money mindset and what they think about money so that we can discuss how we manage those feelings before we start talking about how to do a budget. Because it doesn't make sense to start with, okay, here's how to do a budget, when they're still stuck at, okay, but how do I not fight about money?
So what can a teenager do or young adult do or an adult do, let's just say anybody over the age of 7, what is it that you can do to shift that mindset?
The biggest thing I think to changing your mindset is getting an education from somebody that you trust and like. Because it doesn't make sense to listen to some guy yell at you and that's going to change your mindset on money because you're just going to be more frustrated and overwhelmed. But having an actual teacher who sits down and shows you that you can build some confidence and then having those little victories. Because it's not going to happen overnight. It is a process.
Right. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So let's see. You have your organization through Endeavor. Is that what the organization is called?
Yeah, our LLC is called Endeavor Financial Coaching. And that's where I do my kids programs. I do adult programs. I do an employee wellness program, bookkeeping. I joke all the time that if you have money, I can help you learn how to do it better.
I love that. And then you also offer bookkeeping services as well.
Yep. And I just recently got a job working at Profit First Professionals. So now I can also like help you connect with an accountant and bookkeeper who's going to teach you how to build profit into your business instead of just hoping for the best.
Wow. So what do you tell business owners?
I think a lot of people think that if their personal finance sucks, if they launch a business and they figure out how to make the business make money, then the business is going to solve all of their personal problems. But the fact of the matter is the owner of the business, you bring all of your emotions around money into the business as well. So if you can't function with your personal finances, you're dooming your business too. So it's important to understand where you stand.
Wow. That's really incredible. That's really incredible. Really incredible. So you say, you put in your bio, no matter your age or financial situation, she is ready to help you dispel money myths and slay money dragons. Talk a little bit about that.
I'm very visual. And I think when you start talking about the emotions that you feel around money, it can feel like you're staring at a giant dragon and you're like, oh my God, this is so big and so overwhelming and so impossible. We can't do it. But I'm here to be your guide and your teacher and help you slay a dragon. Like we can absolutely slay the money dragon. We can take it apart piece by piece. We're going to find the weak spots and we're going to have victory over all of those emotions that are feeling like a dragon in your stomach, tearing you apart from the inside out.
Wow. By any chance, did you read the book Financial Alchemy by Morgana Ray? You haven't. Because she has a similar, she was on my podcast earlier this year. And she talks about that as well. She calls it just a monster. Like that you have to kill the monster. Like imagine money as a monster and you have to kill it. So that's interesting.
Yeah, because I think anybody who, like me, is teaching financial wellness but has gone through financial disaster, we all understand that pit of despair. And no matter what label you put on it, it's an almost universal feeling of holy cow.
That's funny. So we've gone through all of that. What else would you like to share with the audience when it comes to, you know, your courses or the money management? I want to dive in a little bit more about that. Like what, can you just elaborate more?
I think that a lot of people are really overwhelmed with their money, but then they're afraid to ask for help because they're afraid they're going to get judged. Like, you don't want to walk up to somebody and be like, teach me how to budget because I'm 45 and I've never done one before. Because you're afraid that the first thing they're going to say is, you've never done a budget and you're 45? But my job is not to do that. I'm not going to do that because I was just really lucky that I learned it when I did. I'm not going to judge you for making bad choices because I promise I made them too. We financed $100,000 worth of debt in 6 days when we had our second daughter. No joke. Six
wow.
figures in 6 days. I'm not going to judge
oh
you because
gosh.
I have no room to talk. The glass house isn't all, you know. So if you are nervous about actually having to talk to a person because it can feel really overwhelming to look somebody in the eye, I have a workbook and you can go on my website and you can work through the workbook and it's the PDF is only $10. So you can work through that workbook and it will give you a basis so that then when you meet with me, instead of walking into the room and saying, I have no idea what I'm doing, you can walk into the room and say, I did this, what's next? And you start the conversation with a little bit more confidence.
I love it. Now, what is your website again?
It's just endeavorfinancialcoaching.com.
Endeavorfinancialcoaching.com. Awesome.
And we spell it the American way, not the British way. So there's no U. It's ENDEAVOR, financial coaching.
Got it. Wow, this is so valuable. So I have a 21-year-old who's in college. And now this is making a little bit of sense to me of why he is the way he is with his money. because when he was under the age of 7, you know, his dad, my ex-husband, you know, made a lot of money. And so he just saw us just buying and spending and, you know, oh, here, you want that? Sure, you can have that. And, you know, it was just, I mean, to an extent, like we didn't like totally overdo it, you know. But now he's in college and I just sit there and I'm like, you got to stop spending so much money. You know, we're divorced and we split everything, you know, but I'm like, I can't afford this. And he just spends money like there's no tomorrow. And I literally am at a loss. Like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to do with them.
Yeah. that was me. I bought groceries on credit cards because I just wanted to spend the money and I didn't care where it came from. And then I had to pay it all back and it hurt a lot. Start with baby steps. Because that is the name of the game. Start small. Tell him you get this much money to last this month and then stop it. If he goes over that amount, it's going to hurt a lot because you're mom and you're going to want to rescue him, because I would 100% want to rescue my babies, but don't. And it's a baby step for you and for him, because when you tell him you get this much money for 30 days and he runs out in 25 days, he's going to come and ask you, Mom, I need more. And everything in you is going to be the mom who's going to say, yes, here's more. And then you have to not. You have to say, I'm sorry. This is what we have. This is what you have. And he's going to learn next month he'll run out of money on the 28th day. And then the next month he'll just make it. He'll make it to 30 days, but just barely. And then the next month, he'll have a little bit left over. But it's going to take absolutely at least 3 months for him to start getting on track. And it's going to hurt you and him. Because as moms, we want to save the day.
Of course.
But he's 21. He's an adult.
Right.
And sometimes you've got grown-ups and you got to give them a little tough love. My 6-year-old gets tough love sometimes. When she had $23, sorry, you're going to have to save one more week. Even though it would have been really easy to just throw her an extra $2. $2 at 6 turns into $200 at 21. And I don't want to throw her $200.
You are so right about that. Oh my gosh. You are so right about that. And it's going to be harder for me than for him.
It is.
For sure.
It's going to be harder for you than it is for him. And he's going to be really mad at you when you tell him no. Because, but Mom, you've always saved me and you're not. And it's going to be really, really hard. But 6 months from now, you're going to have a firmer boundary that's going to make you feel better. And he's going to be really proud of himself for learning how to manage within that boundary.
Okay. I'll have to send you an email and let you know how it works.
And give yourself grace that if he comes to you on the 25th day and says, Mom, I need $100, and you give him $50, okay, so it wasn't total success, but you're still mom and you wanted to help him out a little bit. Give yourself some grace that you get to determine how strict the boundary is, but that there is a boundary and that you're not just making it rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think he thinks it does. Or as my parents used to say, the money tree's gone dead. You know, there's nothing left on the money tree.
Yeah.
The money
tree. Well, and someday he might be teaching your grandchildren and you want your grandchildren to learn to put money in their envelopes, not to come hit up dad.
Yeah, exactly. Leah, this has been such a great conversation that is so needed. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience before we wrap up?
My purpose in life is to help you find hope that your money doesn't have to be a dragon anymore. So if you feel like maybe that you've got more questions, feel free to reach out on my website. And if you feel like, wait a second, this actually gives me a little bit of hope, then call me and tell me so, because it makes me feel really good to know that I'm actually helping people. And then the last thing I'll say is, Miss Melody, do you have anything you want to share with anybody else who's listening?
Hi, my name is Melody.
Do you want to tell them, go do a budget?
Go do a budget!
All right.
I'm getting my ear pierced tomorrow.
Yep, because you can have budgeting wins at 6 years old.
That's incredible. I am proud of you as a fellow mom. I am so proud of you. You're doing a great job.
It's not always
easy. And they will thank
easy.
You someday. Yeah.
It's not
they
always
definitely
easy, but
thank
it's
you.
So worth it. And you're someday they will appreciate it, even if right now I feel really mean when my kid has to save money for an extra week.
It's a lesson that is well learned, for sure.
Well, and she is the epitome of the girliest girl of all girls. So she's also saving for her first car right now, and her dream is that it is a hot pink Mazda Miata with the eyes that open. Yep, because those are the lights.
All right. Well, I'm very confident that she will get that car.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that she will get a hot pink Miata. I just hope it's at 16 and 17, and I'm not paying for it. She is.
There you go. Exactly. All right, Leah. Well, thank you so much, and I'll make sure all of your information is in the show notes.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me and Melody on your podcast today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.
What great information Leah shared with us to help our kids and small business owners just learn to get a grip on their money situation. I know I may be sending my son her way. So you can learn more about Leah's services at her website, which is endeavorfinancialcoaching.com. So thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you can find me at Coach Sandy Scarlatta. And as always, I hope that you and your family are safe and healthy, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.